Yo, Yoski. This is your broski, Jonatoski, and this is the Early Birds Podkroski.
And it's your boy, Alfred Yoski, with Tracker Yoski and the Doski.
Yo. It's your broski, Eric Siki. I lost it. I couldn't mix anything with it. It's your boy, Schemer.
Nigga said Eric Ski. Hard.
Schemer Ski.
Yes, sir.
All right, brosives. How you doing today?
Shit, chilling. Killing.
Dealing.
Feeling.
We just vibing. We vibing.
When you tell someone that like you're chilling or vibing, what do you say? Do you say you're chilling? Do you say you're cooling? Do you say you're vibing? Or do you say you're hanging around?
It depends on who asks, honestly.
Why?
I don't know, because I have like...
What if it's for the bitches?
Like, give me an example. Let's say you're a bitch right now, okay? Talk to me.
Be like, hey.
Nothing new.
Hey, Johnny Sins. How you doing today?
Shit, chilling.
Oh, really chilling.
Yeah, what's up? You want to come through?
That's such a fucking vibe.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, God, nigga. I just got a fucking mean ass chub right now.
Oh, shit.
So what about you, Alfred?
Low key, man?
Yeah, like, let's say I'm a bitch.
Hey, Alfie. What are you doing?
Shit, you already know. We chilling.
What are you wearing?
Shit, you already know. The Fruit of the Loom.
Fruit of the Loom? Do you wear Fruit of the Loom, nigga? On God? Like, actually?
Low key, nah. I think I wear Champion.
You think you were a champion?
Look, bro, when it comes to no homo, bro, when it comes to the chonies and the socks, bro, I don't really care.
Okay.
I'll wear any brand.
That's not valid.
For real?
But I respect it. Yeah, because some boxer briefs are way more comfortable than other brands.
I agree.
Not low key. That's actually true. But I mean,
at the end of the day, bro, like, I don't know.
No one's going to see it?
I don't know about you, bro, but... Exactly. No one's going to see that shit. And they're chonies at the end of the day.
But,
so like,
but at the end of the day, that's the bottom layer of your clothing. And if that shit's uncomfortable, I'm not wearing that shit all day, bro.
I mean, I guess you're right, but fuck. I think they're all cool.
Let me tell you why, okay? I had a pair of, I had a few pairs of each. I had a few pairs of True Religion. Boxer priest.
Oh, are they not fire?
And nah. I had a pair of the New Balances.
New Balance, we got now.
You ain't never gonna catch me wearing New Balance.
Why, they're ass?
No, they're not ass. Well, I kind of like their shoes. They're kind of cool.
New Balance, but we got now.
Other than that, I don't know, man. It's not me. But
you're gonna stick with the trues?
No, but I can't. Not with the boxer briefs. The True Religion boxer briefs, yeah. Uncomfortable as shit, bro.
For real?
Swear to God, bro. And they have like the chino sizes. So like I got a large and that shit fit like a small, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nah.
Oh, yeah. No, I see those all the time like in Burlington and shit.
And the New Balance, true to size, bro.
New Balance, we got now.
I hate you, dude. Might as well go advertise for them.
Okay, this is fucked up, bro. Have you seen Otani's commercial for that?
Yeah, I have.
No violence. Oh, shit.
Otani. But who else they got? Jamal Murray?
They got a...
Cameron
got
Brink?
Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow?
They got Jack Harlow, for real?
I mean, Jack Harlow only wears New Balances, bro.
That's his
brand. Kawhi? Right?
Is he still with New Balance?
I don't know if he still is, but he was, at least.
Fuck, dude. But nah, personally, bro, when it comes to chonies and socks, bro, whatever's cheaper.
Nah, tripping on that one.
Because, see, even like the socks, I don't feel the difference. Like, you know,
ripping again.
You know, bro, my brother always preaches to me because he loves fucking Nike socks. He always tells me that they're so fucking incredible. I remember I tried them, bro. They,
it depends on the Nike socks, too. The dry fit ones, fire, bro.
Nah, I think they
original ones, they're kind of mid. Just like the regular cotton ones.
You know which ones I kind of don't like?
Huh.
I like them, but I don't. The ones from American Eagle. The Hanes compared to fucking Gordon to American Eagle.
Wait, are we talking about boxers or what?
Yeah, the boxer briefs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
From American Eagle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I got some from Christmas.
Fire.
They're cool, but no, they kind of run like chink sizes.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. I heard that. I'm not going to ask you to repeat it. Eric, I didn't even ask you, buddy.
Huh?
Let's say... Can I say her name on this podcast?
No.
Come on.
Can I say her nickname
on this podcast?
No.
No balance. We are now.
All right. Well, let's say your SO is like... Hey, Eric, what are you doing? What are you going to say?
Oh, we're just kicking it at home right now, about to smoke right now.
That's exactly what you're going to say.
That hell sounds downloaded, too. Just kidding. Like he's actually said that shit, bro.
That shit's ingrained. Just kicking it at home right now, really about to smoke right now.
Kicking it about to smoke. That's his drawing, bro. That's his drawing because they're gonna be like they'll be either be like, ew, you smoke, or they'll be like, oh, you smoke.
No,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
that's when he'll hit it with the what's up, you wanna smoke?
No. So it's just kicking out home by the smoke. You wanna smoke real quick? Yeah. Yeah, that's downloaded. Why lie?
That's just not even fair to me, bro. I don't get the same treatment. I get one of two Erics. I get the, hey, Eric, what are you doing, bro? I'm fucking tired, bro. I'm sleeping.
That was old Eric.
You know what I get now? Hey, what's up, bro? I'm working right now. I can't talk. Wait, hold on. Rotate. Hey, hold on. Let me call you back in 5 minutes. That's all I get lately.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I know you ain't working that fucking hard.
Dog, I am, bro. Look. I'm still a temp at my job.
You're right? Still a temp? Pussy. And you're calling temp. The rotations?
Pussy.
Crazy.
They still look at me as if I was an AMT. For those of you that don't know what an AMT is, basically a lead. Not basically, it's a lead. Okay. And then they look at me as a trainer. You know, like, motherfuckers, I'm not even hired on yet. But y'all want me to do trainer.
What does jobs? AMT stand for?
What was it? Automotive.
Ass, cool. Mouth, tongue, or what?
What did it
fucking AMT? Sound? You sure it's not ATM?
Ass to mouth?
Because you get paid the big bucks or what?
That too.
Ass to mouth.
Fuck, I don't remember what the fuck it stands for.
What does ATM stand for? Sorry, Eric, go on.
ATM stands for ass to mouth.
No, nigga, like actual, like a bank ATM.
Oh,
isn't it like an automated teller machine or some shit like that?
I think that's literally what it is. I think. I don't know, Google it real quick.
But
Aren't you the Googler? Aren't you the Googler?
I mean, I am the Googler, but
I thought he was the diddler.
Or the Rizzler.
That's a good one. I don't go by that one, though.
You don't go by the Rizzler?
No.
So close.
You can't go by your biggest strength.
Nah. Aren't you the one that taught Rizology 101?
Exactly. If I'm a Rizzler,
so aren't you Professor Rizzler?
Yeah, but they don't call me that because if you know, you know type shit.
Type shit.
IYK.
ATM.
type shit.
automated teller machine, by the way.
I don't know. So you were right
there. Okay.
This nigga feels so proud of that shit.
I am proud, nigga. And you know what? I was actually fucking... Not, you know what? Talking about this shit. Eric, I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt you real quick. Talking about this shit, bro. You were thinking about what AMT stands for. But I was actually talking about your ass the other day, Alfred. How you're a fucking hater. And
me?
Yes, nigga.
Hell nah, nigga.
Hell yeah.
Hey, he's still on that. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. No, let me tell you.
Takes one to fucking know one, bro.
Fuck you, nigga. Let me finish. I ain't done
yet,
bro.
One clocked in on the hater shift and one clocked out.
I ain't done, bro. I got the morning shift, my nigga.
Shit, nigga. We take turns, bro.
We taking turns.
Alf taking the swings?
Hell no.
Alf is on swing shift. I'm on day shift.
Sounds right.
Let me tell you why, bro.
What's up? Let's hear it.
So... I was talking, and I'm like, sometimes this nigga be like, oh, you're fucking smart, using big-ass words, and I'm like, nigga, like, I learned these shits in, like, fifth grade, they're not even that big of words.
Wait, do that again?
like, I be saying something like, I don't know, fucking, what's a big word to you?
Oh, to me.
Rambunctious or some shit. And you'll be like, oh, you're fucking cool, nigga.
Nigga, because I know your ass ain't using rambunctious in your fucking daily vocab.
Oh, fuck you. That was just a random... That was a random ass, like...
Oh, okay.
But shit I do be saying sometimes, I really do be saying it, like, out the fucking
blue sometimes. Give us another different one. The one you usually say.
Like, the other day with the fucking bar mitzvah, right? When we're talking about a bar mitzvah, and you're like, oh, you're fucking cool because you know about bar mitzvahs. Like, nigga, that's not a big fucking thing, you know.
Yeah, Loki, he's got you there, bud. Sorry.
Do I not got him there? I got him there.
You
right?
got him there. Yeah.
What is a bar mitzvah?
It's the thing for the Jewish.
It's for like a quinceañera, but for Jewish people. Okay. I mean, it's not the same shit, but it's like the same concept.
Same concept, same shit.
Okay. Yeah, I just had to get that off my chest, bro.
He's been itching to say that shit. He's been waiting all week.
It's just because, nigga. You be using so many fucking words, bro. And I know your ass don't be fucking talking like that shit.
Fucking do, bro.
No, you fucking don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because, look.
Explain.
I'm not going to say I'm fake. And I'm not going to say I put up a front. But sometimes you got to act a little different around different people. Right?
Right.
So if I'm
with my boss,
if I'm with my niggas, like if I'm with you guys, I'm not gonna be using those big ass words because I'm, you know. But if I'm like,
just say you're not gonna use them because you think we don't know them.
Nigga, you acting like you hang around fucking lawyers and business.
Let's say I
business
hang around,
fucking CEOs and shit.
Fuck you,
nigga.
I got a fucking mock trial tomorrow.
What you fucking you homies with fucking Elon or what, nigga?
Elon is the fucking compa, bro. I helped that nigga launch SpaceX.
Say who I hang around with.
No, but
nigga,
I'm just saying,
I know the rats you hang around with, nigga.
I don't fucking know anybody I hang around with, bro. I got a broad fucking spectrum of people. I want you fucking... Don't you lie on me, bro.
Hey, bro. And that mock trial is on Friday, by the way.
Oh, it's Wednesday, huh? My bad, niggas. I got a mock trial on Friday.
What's a mock trial?
It's like a trial, but pretend.
Pretty fucking much.
What, my nigga?
Pretty fucking much, bro. You pretending. Oh, shit.
But they're like real cases and shit.
Or like for real?
Examples of real
it's
cases.
Like, it's real cases, but I think they're all like way fucking past.
So y'all haven't sent a nigga to jail?
No, because
it can't be something that's ongoing or about to happen.
Because
I think that's illegal.
I think it's kind of like a way for them to like practice or see, you know, people's perspectives and like how a jury sees things and shit like that.
Yeah.
Do you guys actually want to do, like, jury duty? Like, actual jury duty?
What do you mean? Do I want to do a that? Do I want to fuck? No. Why would I want
to? No. If you had the choice,
low key, fuck no. I only do it because I get paid for it.
No, but like no, an actual
fuck no.
No, but you wouldn't. Have to.
No.
Why?
First off, bro, you ain't getting paid for that shit. Second,
you
off,
do actually from your work.
No, you fucking don't.
Yes, you do. Yes,
they'll
you do.
Just give you the day off.
No. They pay you for it.
Let's ask my brother.
The fucking dairy ain't paying for my day
because
off.
Because Autoliv does. They'll pay you. If you got to go to jury duty, they'll pay you for that day.
Have we done live callers on this podcast?
No.
No.
We get a live fucking caller.
Low key, we should.
I need to call my brother. Can we do the hot seat right now? Can we phone a friend?
Do it.
Fuck it.
Do it. You fucking want.
Let's see if he answers.
Because right. I swear they don't pay you. Why the fuck would the dairy want to pay me for not working? Hell no, they wouldn't.
But I think they have to because it's like federal or some shit.
I think they have to give you the day off. Yes, they do. But I don't think they have to pay you. I really don't think they're obligated to do that. But who knows? I wouldn't believe it, though. My word, stingy as fuck.
What if it's a law, though?
Oh, shit. Okay, I guess not all of them do.
I told... No, I'm telling you. It's like the... It's like the voting.
Hello, sir.
Thing
Hold on, guys. We got a live caller in the building. You're on the pod, bro. What's good? We have a question for you, buddy. So...
First live caller.
You had jury duty.
Yeah.
Do you get paid for it?
Yeah.
You do? Your job pays you or they pay you? Both?
Well, your job pays you.
If you miss work.
Yeah. But they pay you. Pays you regardless.
Oh, okay. Sounds good, bro. We have to get this debate settled.
They pay you a whole $18.50 for the first day.
$18.50?
Yup.
That's it?
Yep. Hey, at least they pay you, though.
Oh, okay. That's all I wanted to know, bro.
$18.50? Eh,
it's not that. I mean, it's better than nothing. Later, no shit. I'll take your $18.50. Fuck.
All right, guys. Well, $18.50 is what you get paid.
Then low-key, if I get paid for it, I'd say fucking in
20 bucks, though?
Yeah.
What? That's a fucking hot and ready drink.
Wait. Oh, it's only 20 bucks?
Yeah.
It's not 20 an hour?
No, nigga. $18.50 for the first day.
Oh, I thought you were starting off for the hour.
Oh, hell.
Oh, no.
I thought it was 18 an hour.
Yeah, low key.
Then I'd be like, okay. But 18 bucks, like flat out? Fuck no.
Oh, fuck. You know what? I should have clarified that.
I think it's an hour, though, bro.
Yeah, look,
there's no way they're going to give you a punk-ass 20 like that.
I'll fact check that, guys.
They're going to give you $20 straightforward like that? No, hold on. We got to take taxes out real quick.
As soon as you walk in, yeah, here's your Andrew Jackson. What the fuck? No, if you get paid, I'd do it. But fuck no. If you didn't, fuck that.
I mean, you have to do it regardless if you get summoned.
That's why. But no, fuck that. I wouldn't voluntarily do that shit.
My nigga, that's a big ass word. Say that word again.
Summoned?
Yeah. Alfie, do you know that word?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means summon the monster, like in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Fucking sick. Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Exodia.
Okay.
Hey, Exodia fucking Exodia. Hard, bro. Was it Exodia like
the one we had to get all the pieces?
You had to get all the cards.
All the cards.
The fucking forbidden one, nigga.
Hard.
Yo, the one that my boy Yugi pulled out against Kaiba. Oh, yo.
What about Blue Eyes White Dragon? Was that elite or do I just remember that?
No, that was an elite one. No, the three headed Blue Eyes White Dragon. That one was
elite. What about the Dark Sage, nigga? But anyways, yeah.
The Egyptian God cards?
Nah, if I got paid for that shit, like 18 an hour, fuck it, I'd do it.
What if it was like 10?
An hour?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck it, I guess.
I mean, regardless, you're going. Yeah, you have to go regardless.
I guess, but.
All right, well, what if it was minimum wage?
Fuck no, $7.25?
But you have to do it regardless. So I'll take your $725, dog.
I'll go to jail for the day. Shit.
Stupid ass.
You've been served.
No, because the thing is, bro, you actually got to, like, pay attention. And I heard them shits might fucking, like, run hella long, no diddy.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They do. That's why. It's an all-day thing. That's why. But I think you do get, like, a lunch and shit. Like, I think you get two lunches or one lunch at least.
Shit, so just in the mock trial, they fucking give you lunch, too. Shit.
Yeah, shit, they give you lunch and snacks.
Oh.
It still low-key kind of sucks. Fuck, dude.
Low key, some baddies, but I didn't say that. Alfred said that.
Hell yeah. No, I agree with that. Fuck, dude. I low key want to do it, but I can't.
Why?
Because he has to work. You going to leave me alone, bro? I'm sick.
That's an easy, like, cool $100, too. Just to fucking sit there.
Sit there and argue with people.
Sit there and argue. And then you got the fucking dick riders that take it all serious and shit. Fuck that one nigga, bro.
Low key, that shit's fun, bro. Because they do be getting, like, into it. I felt like I was part of a real fucking trial, bro.
Yeah.
You felt like you were part of the trial?
Yeah.
Or you were on trial?
No, I felt like I was part of it.
Take that shit to motherfucking trial.
I don't know. Part of me does want to do jury duty.
Why? Why the fuck would you want to do jury duty?
I don't know. I want to see the hype.
You want to be the reason that nigga goes to jail?
Goes
to prison?
No, I'm going to save my boy from going to prison.
You want to be that nigga?
If it was a simple marijuana charge, homie free. Free him.
Okay, low key, I would want to be part of a fucking, like, murder trial, bro. That shit would be badass.
Yeah, that one would be a badass.
Imagine you on one of the jury people in, like, Lil Durk's trial. I'd be like, nah, my nigga didn't do it.
My nigga innocent, bro.
In no sense.
That was AI right there.
The only thing is, isn't it if you're, like, too fucking biased, they throw you out?
Yeah, you can't be biased. You can't be biased and you can't talk about it outside of the...
Do you have to sign an NDA?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure, bro. And you can't, like, keep up with the news about it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Because you can be biased towards... Aside,
yeah, like you can't know anything about, like, if you were in Lil Durk's trial, all those homies that in Lil Durk's trial, they're gonna be like, oh, there's another black dude with with blonde fucking locks. But
yeah,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. I'm gonna just bring my mic over here.
Man, fuck that. Free my niggas.
Do you even listen to Lil Durk?
Huh?
Do you even listen to Lil Durk?
A little bit.
What songs?
What is that song? Isn't that song called?
Don't ask him. No, I'm asking you.
I think it's called I know some Lil Durk songs. I'm not gonna tell you I'm the biggest Lil Durk fan.
I'm not.
That's why if Lil Durk got locked up. Sorry to say, but it wouldn't be too bad. Now, if Thugger got locked up, like if Thugger got fucking life, that would have hurt. Because I fuck with Thugger. But like Lil Durk has some bangers, but I'm not going to fucking tell you, you know. Is he the one? Is he the nigga? Nah. But yeah. Okay.
What about you, Johnny? You fuck with Durk?
Mind your fucking business. Let me do what I'm doing.
Durkio?
No, I don't like Durk, bro. But I don't think he's, like, not talented. He's just not my style of music.
You rather listen to Chief Keef?
Yeah.
Bitches Love Sosa?
I like Chief Keef better, but even then, I do appreciate what Chief Keef has done. But he's not my go-to either.
See, I don't know. Cause Chief, have you listened to Chief's
Keys? That was ass. That his that last song he put out was ass.
That's why. Like I haven't listened to like all of it, but I listened to a little bit of it. I thought it was ass, low key. It was alright.
I just know Love Sosa. See, bitches, you know, Love Sosa.
You know his like super classicals. Yeah. You know, like his Uprising.
Hey, been sober. Yo. Those were the days.
I hope that shit ain't too loud, bro. I'm like rubbing this cable all up on my mic. my mic is free now.
Low key, how did we end up with Charles? I have no idea.
With what?
Wait, how did we end up with what?
How did we end up talking about trials?
No fucking clue.
I had no clue.
I did have a question, though, if we're done talking about trials.
Alright, because I have a question, too.
Oh, no, you go first.
But you go first.
Well, mine's going to be random as fuck.
Mine's going to be random as fuck, too.
No, but you said... Who had the question first? You had the question first, so you go.
Alright, buddy. Bet. So we're talking about fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! And Blue Eyes, White Dragon and shit. Talking about, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! And shit. What do you guys think was the best anime growing up? Like, I'm not talking about like
the anime. Like cartoons that we used to watch, yeah, basically.
So like not like cartoons, but not like anime. I'm talking about like Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon,
easy,
Naruto.
Oh, do we have to stay right there?
Well, what are you thinking?
My favorite cartoon growing up was fucking Static Shock, nigga.
Static Shock?
Oh, yeah, that was hard. Static Shock?
I've never seen that.
But that was more cartoon, though.
Static Shock is basically about a black kid. And he lives in the ghetto. Right? He lives in the ghetto. And basically, he becomes a superhero and gets superpowers. But it's, like, really fucking ghetto. And it has a lot of, like, ghetto themes around it.
Yeah, you really never seen that, but I'd say that one's more cartoon though than anime.
What do you consider anime? Because
TBH. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
TBH. I watched like the first fucking couple things of Pokemon, like the first generation of
the Indigo League.
Yeah,
that's the best one.
And then other than that, like I never really watched too much after that. Like I watched a movie. And then fucking as far as Yu-Gi-Oh, I think it's Yu-Gi-Oh, because Yu-Gi-Oh's fire.
How you say
Yu-Gi-Oh
that shit?
Fire. Yu-Gi-Oh.
You say it funny.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh, yeah.
You think Yu-Gi-Oh's better?
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh
is Pokemon? Fire.
Hell yeah.
Nah, Yu-Gi-Oh is fucking fire, tweaking on that shit, bro.
How?
Pokemon. Like,
what makes tears. Pokemon better?
Man, it's just tears above.
Look.
Look, I'm just saying. If Yu-Gi-Oh ever made you cry, valid. But I'm just saying, Yu-Gi-Oh ain't made you cry like Pokemon made you cry.
When did Pokemon make you cry?
Yeah. Oh, I think it was when Charizard was dying, when his flame was going out.
Man, there was so many. Charizard was dying, when fucking Ash was like ready to die, and then Pikachu was like, wake up, nigga. Nah, that's some heartbreaking shit right there, bro. Now, as a kid, if you didn't cry watching that, bro, like, that's just fucking... You're diabolical at this point.
Because I didn't cry.
Well, you're a fucking menace, so, I mean, there's no surprise.
What did Pikachu tell you?
Wake up, my nigga. I don't know exactly what he said, but he was telling my nigga to get up.
Like Johnny, like 21 said to Johnny when he got shot. Nah, bro, wake up.
And Pokemon has a better theme song. Let's be real.
But fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! has all the gangster monsters, bro.
The fate of the card, bro.
The fate? Is it the heart? Nigga?
Oh, yeah, the heart of the card, yeah.
The fate of the card.
Oh.
Fucking, that nigga escondios, wey, or what?
Hey, dog, whatever you need to summon Exodia, dog.
I think over here thinking about fucking tarot cards or something.
Shit.
What about, you guys ever watch Digimon?
Yeah, but I feel like that was an off, like a
It was like
a off-brand. Great value. Yeah, like a great value of Pokemon. Yeah,
it really was.
Like, I watched it if there was nothing else good to watch.
Digimon, Digital Monsters.
Digimon has some bangers too, nigga.
like
fucking Angel, Angelmon, nigga. Hand of Faith, motherfucker.
Actually,
bro.
I don't know. I just couldn't get into Digimon.
What about Naruto? No.
Nah, that's one I didn't get into.
Look, bro. I like Naruto.
How you say that shit?
Naruto.
Naruto.
Oh, you're cultured.
Huh?
You're cultured as fuck, bro. You even say it with the accent.
Naruto.
Naruto.
Naruto was okay.
Valid.
Look. That was one show that had hella filler episodes. And I think it's more filler episodes than Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, that's another one. How the fuck did I forget about Dragon Ball Z? But Dragon Ball Z, how about that one?
That's a second. Goated. But I love Yu-Gi-Oh! More than Dragon Ball Z.
What?
Yeah.
No, dude.
Dude, it's that Blue Eyes White Dragon.
You're fucking sick.
And then what was that card that Kaiba had? The Egyptian god card? That blue.
That nigga Obelisk, the tormentor. Yeah.
No, that homie fresh, bro. And then what was the one that Yugi had, the red dragon?
Slifer,
yeah, that one, the Cornigo, that was mid.
Nah, dude, low key, Kaiba was fresh as fuck.
Yeah,
dude.
No, Kaiba, yeah.
You ever seen that meme where it says, "If I won the lottery, there'll be signs. This is how I'm coming into the functions."
And it's Kaiba.
It's Kaiba with the jetpack.
Hard.
I strive to be like
over Kaiba. Dragon Ball, though?
Yeah, I mean, look, Dragon Ball is cool.
Wait, do you like Dragon Ball?
I do. I love it.
You don't like when I'm dragging these balls on your face?
Shut the fuck up, you gay ass motherfucker. All
right, sorry, bro.
But that was good. I'll give you that, though. There's just too many fucking filler episodes. For one fight, it's like five different episodes. That's what I don't like.
Hey, but when that one fight happens, hey, bro, that shit,
it's a crazy. Yo.
On what?
Huh? In Dragon Ball Z?
Oh, okay.
My niggas get punched and they go through like 10 buildings and they say, "Oh, we're just getting started." Like, Dario.
That shit's so funny, bro.
Did you ever download the game?
What game?
The Dragon Ball, that new Dragon Ball game?
No. Oh, shit, my voice cracked. No, I didn't.
Okay, puberty.
Okay, puberty, goddamn. Barely.
Late bloomer?
Barely.
Did you ever play him?
Yeah, I had a. No, I didn't have it. One of my friends had it on the PS2, and my cousin had
Budokai.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, that Budokai Tenkaichi, bro.
Budokai Tenkaichi,
bro. I
yeah, that's the goated one.
We used to have that shit on PS2, bro.
That's the one.
Me and my brother spent hours on that bitch, bro.
I only had Budokai.
Used to love that shit, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I only had Budokai. Sorry.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. You missed out on childhood.
Oh, God, my bro. Bad.
No, you know what game I did have, but it was scared the fuck out of me when I was a little kid? Luigi's Mansion on the GameCube.
Nigga was scared of Luigi's Mansion?
Hell yeah, dog.
Nah, you're fucking crazy.
I was little. Sorry. I was in Scary House.
Nah, nigga, you ain't never been to Bowser's Mansion.
I don't think I made it that far. Scary. I didn't have a memory card, sorry.
You never been to Diddy's Mansion.
I haven't,
now
thank God.
That shit's scary.
Oh, God, bro.
So why are you flexing it? Oh, Diddy got you too?
Shout out my nigga Diddy. Free him.
Free my nigga Diddy.
Yeah, no, I remember I used to be scared of fucking playing Luigi's Mansion. I loved the game, but I was scared. Yeah. Those were good days.
Hard. No homo. But yeah, man. So, I'm still taking Pokemon. You going Yu-Gi-Oh. Alfred, mm-hmm. You going what?
Wait, Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, just out of those, Dragon Ball.
Fuck, dude.
Pokemon.
It's a tie, bro.
It's a tie?
It's a tie between Yu-Gi-Oh and fucking
Dragon Ball.
And fucking Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball.
I respect it.
Pokemon, definitely in the bottom.
Nah,
Pokemon's cool, but I never was really, like, really into that shit, bro.
They had cool toys, though. I'll give you that.
It's like 1A, 1B with Pokemon and Dragon Ball.
So, I got a question for you, then. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. But did you fuck with Pokemon cards more than Yu-Gi-Oh cards then?
I think I did, bro.
See, you know, the crazy thing is, I used to play fucking Yu-Gi-Oh. Like, I learned how to play
the card? Yeah.
Pokemon, I never understood. You want to know how me and my brother used to play that shit, bro? We used to just grab two cards, bro, and we would throw them at each other.
Hard.
And whichever one faces up, bro, wins. That was our game.
That's hard.
That's fucking valid.
No, bro. I never understood that shit for Pokemon.
No, I remember I used to have the little mat for Yu-Gi-Oh. My cousin had that Yu-Gi-Oh, that little...
Oh yeah,
the wrist the one. Sleeve? Yeah, that dude. I used to be so jealous because I fucking wanted one of those bitches so bad, bro.
Hey, those were low-key hard.
I remember I would be because I remember when I'd go over and I'm like, let's battle. I'll battle you to the duel.
I'm fucking dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I did miss that.
Anyways, Alfred, now we can get to your question, bro.
Oh shit! You wanna change topics like that?
Like that? I'm done talking about this shit. Don't get me started because I'll keep going.
All right. So
oh, he wasn't ready.
Nah, I was ready.
Are you sure?
I was ready.
It doesn't sound like you were, but okay.
hold on.
Boys.
So fucking you know how Thanksgiving is coming up, yeah?
No. Right?
Yeah.
It's in a week.
Oh.
And I just relatively switched the day shift.
Oh, not for real?
Yeah.
Swear.
I'm bros. I'm brosive. Right?
And broski?
These niggas wanna throw a potluck for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Right? And I was asking my fam, you know, like, what should I fucking bring? What should I bring? And, dude, I'm not going to name who said what, but I got some fire ideas and I got some trash ass ideas. My question to y'all is, when you're going into a potluck, what the fuck do you want to see and what the fuck don't you want to see?
Oh, that's a good one, bro.
Like, let's say you're going to this potluck. What the fuck are you seeing? And you'll be like, this nigga, who the fuck brought that shit?
Chips.
Chips, for real?
Because when I look at him, I'll be like, oh, this motherfucker went broke on this.
That's valid, but nah, I appreciate the chips.
Nah, I'll be cool with the chips.
Because chips are a cool little add-on, bro.
Look, personally to me, bro, and no hate. This is no hate. I repeat, this is no hate. But I got a suggestion to bring fucking potato salad, bro.
That was going to be my other one, too. Fucking potato
Holy
salad.
Shit. Hold on, y'all don't fuck with potato salad?
I ain't trying to go to that fucking potluck.
You don't like potato salad?
Nah, nigga.
It's all right.
Nah, tripping.
You love it?
I love potato salad.
That shit,
No, you know what? Actually, okay. Now that brings me to one that I hate seeing, bro. I hate seeing store-bought macaroni salad. Because they use that nasty-ass, like, Miracle Whip.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, my God. It's so nasty.
Okay, hold on. I got a question on that, then.
Huh?
Would you rather have that one?
Foul-ass nigga, bro. Foul ass.
You know where I'm going with this? Yeah. Or one of your old homies. Macaroni with the pineapple in it.
Foul ass nigga.
Macaroni with the pineapple. No, I like that.
No, that one's actually good. That one's actually good. So I prefer that one any day. Easy.
So you like the pepperoni? I mean the pineapple, my bad.
Yeah, I think it went good.
So do you think pineapple goes on pizza?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I respect that. Tripping and tripping.
Tripping and I like and look, I respect
the,
it.
Look, the pineapple on pizza is kind of ass, but fuck it. Oh well. But on the mac salad,
that shit does not belong.
Nah. Look, I ain't never salad. Seen that shit, but I'm not gonna say it wasn't good because I liked it.
I remember I picked out the pineapple. Or I would try to get the scoop without the pineapple.
This I know you guys are certified haters, bro.
No, fuck no, bro. Nah.
Yeah.
Look, bro. As soon as I walked there and I saw that fucking pineapple, I'm like,
ew.
Dude, as soon as I see an imperfection on it, bro, I can't do it, bro. It doesn't hit right. Okay. I don't know if you guys go to fucking like Mobetas and shit.
Yeah.
Lolos. You're telling me that shit would be good with pineapple? That Max Alley?
No, hell no.
It might be.
That shit is fire as it is.
The pineapple is too sweet for that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. Look, I'm going to say I would like it with or without.
Okay, if you get the option. If they say, okay, would you like the macaroni salad with or without without pineapple?
Which one are you doing? Whatever's easier for you guys.
No, they're both scoops.
They're both scoops?
Yeah, they're just, you just
surprise me.
I enjoy
because I do be doing that shit sometimes. They give me two options and I'm like, I really don't care. Just put one in there. Put both of them in if you want.
I bet you when you tell people that, like, yeah, just surprise me, bro. And I'm like, man, I don't give a fuck. Just give me that one.
Exactly. I mean, I don't care. They don't care. It works out for everybody.
Like al pastor. I love it, but I don't like the pineapple that comes with it. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but isn't that generally how people...
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the pineapple that comes with it.
I think you just don't like pineapple, bro.
No, I love it because I love pineapple.
I like pineapple by itself.
What about grilled pineapple?
Exactly. I like grilled pineapple, but pineapple by itself.
Okay.
See, like when we go to like Rodizio's or...
See, fucking Rodizio's, Tucano's, bro. I fucking love that
pineapple. I don't like that pineapple.
That pineapple is incredible.
Weird.
That's why I just get the pineapple slices for you guys.
You guys are weird. All right, this is going to be a super unpopular opinion, but I thought of another one. You know what I really don't like?
What?
Now that Thanksgiving is coming up, those Hawaiian rolls.
You don't like those Hawaiian rolls? I hate them,
bro.
Why? Too Hawaiian for you?
They're too sweet. I really can't with you guys sometimes.
Too Hawaiian. No, whoa. I can't be too Hawaiian because I like Hawaiian punch, nigga.
I mean, it's in the name, Hawaiian sweet rolls, but so that's really why, because they're just too sweet for you?
I don't know, bro. They have like a taste to them I don't like.
To be honest, bro, I always thought those were kind of mid, though.
Okay, but have you baked them?
No.
Like, have you put them in the oven? Oh, dude, they're so much better.
But like, look, I've had them like not necessarily baked, but just warmed up a little bit. I thought they were mid as fuck there too.
No, and those bitches are good for sliders too.
For what?
Sliders?
I've had them in sliders. I think they're fucking mid.
Chipping.
I think they ruin it. They're too sweet.
So you're going with Johnny on this one then?
Huh?
I said thanks, bro, for agreeing with
them. Oh, you said they were too sweet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they're too sweet, man. Yeah, they aight.
Like, nigga, I just want bread. If I want a pan dulce, I'd go to Rancho Market.
I'd go get a concha.
Facts.
Rancho. Anayas. La Treinta.
La Treinta. Okay, King.
But.
Damn, that's crazy. I love Hawaiian rolls.
I got another one. Man, I can't even think of ones I like love seeing. All I can think of is what I hate seeing, bro. What I hate seeing, bro, is pulled pork and sweet beans, nigga.
Fucking baked beans.
Baked beans,
those
yeah.
Shits those shits are ass, bro.
No, baked beans? Tripping on that.
Huh? Or am I tripping?
Baked beans? Yeah, no, they're usually sweet.
Right? Yeah, they're usually sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, baked beans and pulled pork, bro.
Well, why the pulled pork? Why?
See, I like pulled pork, but make sure it's not sweet.
Sweet pulled pork.
See, sweet pulled pork? Yeah. It's fucking disgusting.
Like sweet old burrito type beat. You ever had sweet old burrito?
Yo, back when it was in that location there?
Where yeah. Super Chicks is at?
Yep. Yeah.
Good replacement, by the way, guys. Good,
job. Yeah, I don't know about that.
But yeah, pulled pork, baked beans.
That's what you don't like?
I hate it.
Why? Just because you just don't like them?
Yeah. First of all, pork is like the least favorite of my meats. Like, pause, no homo, no homo.
Yo.
No homo.
No, no, I respect it because there's a lot of people that don't like pork. I mean, pork is kind of...
Like, nigga, if I was Jewish, I'd be fine. Is that the people that don't eat pork, or is that something else?
Is that Islam? Something else. Yeah, it's Islam, yeah.
Oh.
Like people from Iraq. Like
Ramadan, homie.
Yeah.
Well, if I was Islamic or whatever, no disrespect, I really don't know, so educate me. But if I was them, I'd be
okay,
fine,
okay, I see you saying what to educate me. Okay. Always willing to learn.
Stop.
Okay. Scholar.
Someone's trying to get a scholarship.
No, but if I was like,
I read.
If they're like, no, you can't eat pork because it's a dirty animal, I'd be perfectly fine with never eating pork for the rest of my life.
I doubt it.
Yeah, well, because like the only pork I eat would be like bacon because I really don't like sausage like that. Carnitas make me sick.
You don't like ham?
Ham is, I could live without it. I usually eat turkey breast.
Oh, I was about to say the honey turkey. I think that one's better than the regular ham.
Yeah,
I agree with you. Yeah.
You don't like chicharrones?
Those are good, but I could go my life without them.
Damn.
Yeah, chicharrones, they mid.
I think my biggest L would be bacon, honestly.
Damn, for real, bacon?
Yeah.
Bacon good, but bacon fucking kills me, bro.
You get heartburn or what?
Fuck yeah. It's just bacon's fucking heavy, bro. No diddy. No diddy, but it's a heavy meat.
Nah.
Damn.
Okay, so then huh? what about beef? Would you be able to live without beef?
No, bro, I can't. I couldn't live without. Beef is like top tier. It's my favorite meat.
You know, it would... be hard. Pause. But I think I could, bro.
Nah,
without meat. Go without beef?
Yeah, because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say I don't eat beef. But, like, I don't know. I think I could replace it.
So what you're telling me is you're just going to get the chicken from Rodizio?
Because I like chicken. Chicken's my favorite protein.
Okay, I see you saying protein instead of me. Okay, I see you, Mr. Slick.
Because look, beef, I eat the most when it comes to the meats. And then...
Okay, Arby's.
After beef, it's probably a toss-up between salmon and chicken. I hate this nigga. I hate...
See, and the thing is, I like chicken and I like fish and like seafood and shit. Don't get me wrong, I like beef, but as far as beef is what I eat, it's like fucking, you know, what is it, ground beef? I eat burgers a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But do I eat like fucking steak or fucking beef stew or, you know, shit. But like
just say you don't get steak. You don't eat steaks because they're expensive.
I don't eat that shit like that.
Look, when it comes to versatility, yeah, chicken and beef are like the top two.
Yeah, Oh,
yeah, you guys are telling... Well, I don't know about you, Eric, because you didn't really say.
No, because look, for me, I do beef, chicken, fish, and then pork.
In that order.
Yeah, in that order.
Beef, chicken, fish, and the pork.
Mm-hmm.
Valid. Hold on, because let's do a little comparison here. You got burgers and you got a chicken sandwich. Which one you taking?
Dude, see, and that all depends on where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah, it depends on the chicken sandwich. Okay, I'll give you
your favorite chicken sandwich place and your favorite burger place.
I'm taking the chicken sandwich.
That would be Chick-fil-A compared to In-N-Out. I'm taking In-N-Out all day.
Yeah, I'm taking In-N-Out.
8 days out of the week. Sunday included. Because Chick-fil-A don't open Sundays. Damn. And we added an extra day in there.
That's how much. Houston's Hot Chicken is open on Sundays.
What is?
Houston's Hot Chicken.
So is Super Chicks.
And my boy drives like 30 minutes for that.
I ain't gonna lie, Super Chicks has a better chicken sandwich than Chick-fil-A. Sue me. Sorry.
That's
you
really
taking the chicken sandwich, Alfred?
Really?
In-N-Out?
Look,
you
dude.
Got okay. Hold on.
No. Hold on. Chicken sandwich over a burger from Jack in the Box.
Really?
You gotta talk Alf's language. He likes yes. He likes Jack in the Box more than In-N-Out. I've learned that. I've learned that,
bro. Jack in the Box.
No way.
Super mid burger.
Fuck yeah, Jack in the Crack all day.
That is crazy. No, honestly, the worst take I've heard all day.
Look. If when it comes down to burgers, that's where you know it's the middle line for me, cause I do fuck with burgers like that.
But
if you say, you know, if you cut the burgers, let's say you say I can have burgers but nothing else of beef, I would kill the beef easily. The burgers is the only thing really helping.
All right, well, let's move on then. You're taking the chicken sandwich.
I'll take the burger. Fuck.
You'll take the burger.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. You just said chicken sandwich at first.
No, he's changing it just to go along with this little game that I'm doing here. This little side quest that we're doing on the podcast.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, now we got shredded chicken and shredded beef. What you taking?
Shredded chicken.
Yeah, shredded chicken on that. Yeah.
Tripping. Easily.
With shredded beef, you could do like birria type beef. You don't like birria like that?
I like birria like that, but I like shredded chicken way better.
Crazy.
It's just that I know this is not a direct comparison, but let's say fucking fried chicken over steak. I'm taking fried chicken easy. Easy.
Nah.
That's why the thing that hits me with the beef is the burger, because I do eat burgers like that. But if you take everything else out, it's like, put it this way, hot take. Caldo de pollo, caldo de res.
I'd easily take the pollo. Easily beef stew, bro.
I'd easily take the chicken soup, bro.
It's not even close. Chicken soup is only good when you're sick.
Caldo's right.
Sue me. Part two.
Part two.
Chicken soup is like wildly overrated.
Chicken noodle soup?
Chicken soup is fire.
Chicken soup. Not chicken noodle soup. Just chicken soup. Chicken noodle soup, also mid.
To be honest, hot take, I'd put caldo de res in the bottom.
Hot take, soups are not that good. If I'm going for soup, I'm going for a clam chowder. Tripping. And that's not even soup.
A siete mares, güey.
Okay, that sounds good too.
That shit gas as fuck, man.
Soup's alright.
Matter of fact, soups or chowders or whatever with seafood is the best thing ever. Siete mares, caldo de camarón, clam chowder.
I don't think I've had clam chowder.
Clam chowder is so good, bro.
Depends on where you have it.
So you're saying Chef Boyardee's clam chowder isn't good?
I didn't even know they made
clam chowder. I don't know if they had any.
I was going to say, if you want like a kind of mid but aight one, a Progresso clam chowder is okay.
Go try clam chowder from, what's that place in Farmington? Slapfish.
Slapfish. Red Lobster has a decent clam chowder.
It's okay.
That's why I said decent.
Yeah, it's okay.
Slapfish?
Slapfish,
is that place good? I see that place so much, and I've never been there.
Is that the sushi place?
I mean, I like it. The wife likes it. It's not a sushi place. So they have like lobster rolls.
Do they have Maine lobster rolls?
They do. They do have Maine lobster rolls.
Wild Alaskan caught salmon.
Yup. They got lobster rolls. They got fish tacos. Just like stuff like that.
You know, I love fish tacos. I don't love the price and how many you get for the fish tacos. I feel like for how pricey it is, you should at least get five.
Nah, but the fish tacos are usually big. Shout out to City Club. Three fish tacos for $10.
Shout out to City Club.
And they put cheese in it.
Fish tacos are high.
Nah, they're fire, bro.
Low key, Del Taco does got some good
fish tacos. Oh, Del Taco does. Beer battered fish tacos, yo, fire. Shout out Del Taco. Those are a little overpriced, bro. Those are like $10 for three. And they're
God damn,
for
money. Two.
For, in a meal.
Ah, with the crinkle fries.
Which are super
mid. Hey, those are fucking super fire. Fucking no, super they're mid, fire. Bro.
Stupid mid.
Stupid mid. Shout out to Del Taco shakes, though. Del Taco has some fire shakes.
Do they? I didn't even know they had shakes.
Yeah, bro. Pretty good. Maybe it's just a nostalgia because my brother used to work there and he used to bring shakes from work.
Hard.
And chili cheese fries.
Shout out to my brother. They do got good chili cheese fries, though. Those are fire. Okay, hold on. Chili cheese fries from Del Taco or Wendy's?
I've never had Wendy's chili cheese fries.
No?
No.
I never had Wendy's chili cheese fries either. Y'all weak. But Wendy's chili is fire, so.
No, it is.
I bet you it'd be good.
Facts. Hot take, super, super hot take. I take fish over chicken.
Tripping.
But it depends. It depends on what it is, though.
What do you mean?
Like, look, if you were to fucking tell me what's a staple chicken meal?
Fish tacos. Oh, chicken. Nigga, bad. What? I'm thinking about fish right now. A staple chicken meal?
A chicken sandwich?
Like, look, let's say a chicken sandwich or a fucking mojarra.
Chicken sandwich. I'd
probably take the mojarra.
It depends on my
mood.
But
if you tell me the chicken sandwich or the fish tacos, I'd probably take the chicken sandwich.
Over the fish tacos?
Yeah.
Chicken sandwich all day, every day.
It depends on my mood, bro. But like, bro, there's so many kinds of fish. There's only one kind of chicken.
Yeah, but
we got salmon. We got tilapia. Nigga, we got trout. Nigga, we got sardines.
Nigga, we got clownfish.
Nigga, we got tuna.
Nigga, we got dories.
Freshwater.
Saltwater.
Seawater? I don't know, nigga.
No, it all depends on what the meal is. But I don't know. Fish tacos do not call me.
Fish tacos always call me, bro.
But if it's like fucking, you know, a mariscada, like fucking ceviche or some shit. If it's like ceviche over a chicken sandwich.
That's not even fish, though.
I know, but it's like seafood.
Are we talking all seafood? Well, that one's way easy then. Because, nigga, we got lobster rolls.
You would take lobster over chicken?
Bro, I'd take a lobster roll over a chicken sandwich.
For real?
Swear.
I think lobster's kind of overrated.
Maybe it's the fact.
It's way overpriced and way overrated in my opinion.
Maybe that's why it's so good, bro. Because it's so good, but I know it's so expensive that I have to like savor every bite.
I don't know. I think, like, it's good. It's good. But it's just, am I going to fucking tell you that lobster is, like, the main supreme thing? Hell no, bro.
Lobster or crab? What are you taking?
I think I'd take crab.
You know, that's a hard one for me because I've only had lobster once. And it was a lobster tail from a fucking buffet. It was good.
And you know what's crazy?
Hold on. Let me get back. Who has lobster tail from a buffet?
Okay, so it
nigga, was were this... you at a Chef Ramsay buffet or what?
No. So there's this this like, seafood buffet out in Salt Lake, right? Okay. So me and my cousins went there to go check it out, see what's up with it.
Yeah.
See if it's good. Their selection they have, it was ass. But you get one free lobster tail. It was good, but it was my first time ever there. But I think that was that lobster tail was probably the best thing that they had.
One free lobster tail. That's yeah. low-key a deal.
I think it was like $30 or some shit for
Hey, that's for not bad.
Yeah. But that was the only lobster I've ever had.
Oh.
So I'm not exquisite.
What about crab? You've tried crab?
I love crab.
You like snow crab?
I do.
What's I get your favorite that crab?
The snow crab. The snow crab sushi roll.
What? The imitation crab they use?
Not the imitation crab.
No, see, but look. Call me fucking weird or tripping. Hot take.
Again?
I would take shrimp over crab and lobster.
That's...
Because personally, I like shrimp the most.
Shrimp? Oh. I mean, if you think about it, bro, a lobster is just a big shrimp.
Is it really?
Shut the fuck up.
My nigga, like, have you... Okay, you've tried lobster. Tell me it didn't taste similar to shrimp.
You're saying a lobster is a big shrimp?
Yeah.
Oh, low-key? I can kind of agree with that shit. I thought you said the crab.
No, see, the crab
I swear to God, said crab. No, I swear to God, you said crab at first.
I didn't. Look back at the recording. When you listen
Look
to
back
this,
or you mean...
Listen back. Shut up, Eric.
All right, if he said crab, I want everyone to flame him.
If I said lobster... Just, you know what? If I said lobster, I said lobster.
But see, imagine.
Put $5 on it right now.
Imagine. I'll put $5 on it. Deal.
Okay.
Oh, all right, $5. Okay. Y'all hearing this right Dude. Now?
Right
We're
now.
We're going to look back at the recording.
They shook air hand.
I really hope I said lobster.
They did an air hand. No, I swear to God, I'm not even going to lie to you. I think you said crab.
Well.
Because I heard crab and I didn't understand that.
Well, $5 later, we're going to find out.
Yeah, because see, lobster, you know, now that you fucking mention
it's just a big shrimp.
That is low-key just a big shrimp. But shrimp is gas, though. I love shrimp.
I do love shrimp.
Like, I don't know about y'all, but when I'm in that Chino buffet, bro, and they got the shrimp in that stir fry, bro, that's all there is, bro. You don't even see no noodles.
Nah, but lobster's better, bro. Look, my nigga, let me give you a little comparison here. Shrimp is like sirloin steak. Lobster is like, let me get that filet mignon.
See, you know it's crazy, bro. I really don't taste the difference, bro.
In steaks?
And steak.
Neither do
I. It's the texture, bro.
Like to be honest, bro, I don't understand the whole thing about New York, ribeye, T-bone.
All I know is different cuts. That's all I know.
It's texture, taste, and yeah. Well, I mean, some of it has more fat than others.
Like TVA, bro, they all taste the same.
No, they don't, bro. You're lying now.
No, I agree. I agree with Alf on that.
No, they all, bro.
I've had a fucking filet mignon from Ruby River. I thought it was aight. I thought it tastes just as good as the New York.
What carried that filet? From what was that fucking place we went to? Gold mine, where the fuck it is?
Oh, timber mine.
Yes. Was that bacon wrapped?
Okay. See,
it's more tender though, bro. The filet is more tender.
No, no, and I know that, but like, not thinking about it yet. Like, not thinking about it yet. The texture, yes.
And like, no homo, it melts in your mouth, kind of.
No homo.
The meat?
No. Oh, that's crazy, bro.
But taste, I don't taste no difference. Yeah. It tastes like meat, no homo.
It tastes like meat.
No Diddy. It tastes it like just, steak. Just,
yeah.
Maybe they're doing it for clout. Like, I just put a little name on it. It all tastes the same.
I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. I would not be surprised. Because really, dude, I think I've tried every cut. Maybe... I haven't tried that expensive ass one.
I just go for which fits in the budget.
Wagyu.
Yeah, but like, you know, like the New York, the ribeye, nigga, like, I think this all just
ribeye
names.
Does taste massively different though.
I think the ribeye, all the differences is, you know, it has more fat.
That makes all the difference.
But I don't like the fat.
Exactly. Some people do, some people don't. But adding fat to any food can make the biggest difference, bro.
I don't think it makes that
difference. It does make a difference. You ever tried lean beef, like ground beef, versus like, you know, super fatty ground beef? You can taste the difference, bro.
I'll give him that because with like A5 Wagyu, there is a lot of fat on that bitch. A lot. So I'll give you that, Johnny.
It's more palatable. Yeah. It really is.
Melts in your mouth.
It's more palatable. Like lean food is not supposed to be that palatable. Which is why it's so good for you. Which is why people get fat, because fat food tastes
better. Good.
Yeah, delicious. So they need to eat more food that's palatable.
No, they need to eat food that's less palatable.
Oh, less palatable.
Yeah. Oh my God. I shouldn't have said that. I should not have said that word, bro.
You heard it here, folks.
Like, put it this way, bro. You get a chicken breast, and you get a chicken thigh,
and you get a chicken titty.
Okay, whatever, bro. That is a chicken
breast. He said chicken titty. I hate this dude.
You get a chicken breast and you get a chicken thigh. Which one has more flavor?
Shit, give me the titty.
The breast has more flavor? Nah, nigga, I know you're lying now. Me,
personally, I like the titty more.
No, I do too. I do too.
No, but I know it's the fucking thigh.
Yeah.
No, I like the titty, though.
Or like when you're making caldo or something, if you want more flavor, you're going to use a fattier cut.
You're using a lot of references of caldo for someone that doesn't eat a lot of caldo.
I don't like caldo, but I know how food works.
Hey, you're tripping on that, though.
On what?
I don't think he's tripping on
Calditos
that.
Calditos are fucking incredible. It's all right.
They're okay, bro.
You just haven't had a good one.
Look, the contents in the caldo is good.
Thank you, Eric.
But the caldo, it's high. It's mid. It's high.
Must not have good calditos.
No,
bro.
It's not even that, bro. It's just it's high.
For some reason, bro, this is the way I see it. Okay, if I want food, nigga, I want something solid. If I want a drink, I go get a drink. I don't want two in one. That's like using two in one shampoo.
That is not 2-in-1 shampoo.
Nah, nigga. Fuck you. You're going to have your shampoo.
Do not disrespect the calditos
You going to have your shampoo and you're going to have your body wash.
Fuck no. You
like, I don't want that 2-in-1. I don't want liquid and food at once. That's what soup is.
Nah, you tripping. Fuck the 2-in-1 shampoo.
Like, no, nigga. I want my arroz, my beans, my carne, which is what I had today. Shout out, wife. and I want a little coquita on the side, bro. Solid food with black a little white liquid. Now, if I had that rice, those beans.
He didn't answer.
Wait, what'd you say? What'd you say?
Black or white?
Rice?
No.
Or beans?
Coquita, fool.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh. I didn't get that. My bad, bro. That went over my head. Black. It's always black.
I got black, I got white. What you want?
And pinto beans.
Really? You like pinto beans over black beans?
Oh, any day of the week.
Black beans are ass.
No, I like black beans too, but I prefer pinto.
Oh, okay. If you're going Costa, they say, okay, would you like pinto. Black?
No,
pinto.
Refried.
Yeah, refried?
Yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Unless you go to Cafe Rio, it's only...
Black or pinto?
That's kind of a game changer, though.
The refried?
Yeah, low-key. You know what?
Refried on the burrito? It's
kind of fire. You know
I've been
what?
Telling you, Costa Vida is better than Cafe Rio, but y'all ain't want to listen.
Even though, I'll try it for the one time.
Shout out Cafe Rio. They do have the better horchata.
Oh, do they?
I think so. But it is a little too sweet, so you got to kind of like water it down a little bit. I'm going to guess that thing has like 60 grams of sugar per serving.
But okay.
Eric, you look like you're Googling over there, buddy.
I'm low-key looking at the refried beans.
Sounds fire, huh? But yeah, Caldito, mid.
Caldito, fire, bro.
Mid.
But you do be... Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you, Alfred. Sometimes I do be liking soup. But...
You can't own up to after all that shit you've been talking, dude, huh?
The caldo fucking hits, bro. It hits. No matter which one it is. Nah, but bro. Some do hit more than others. Like, personally, me, I don't think pozole and menudo is all that.
It's mid, bro.
Menudo is ass.
I don't think it's all that. It's ass. But when I'm talking about, like, a caldo de res, caldo de pollo, you ass. Know, a siete mares.
Ass.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm gonna feel super American right now. But I think the best soups are like the whitewashed ones, bro.
Like tricky. Which one? Like which one?
The only good the only really good whitewashed soup, in my opinion, is like chicken noodle.
That one?
Yeah. Man, I like chicken noodle soup.
Man, like, let's say, I don't know, they got like a super salad and you go with like a chicken enchilada soup or something, which you know is not Mexican.
Chicken tortilla soup.
Chicken tortilla soup. You know it's not Mexican. You know it's whitewashed, but it's pretty good. But I think I like it because it's a little thicker. No homo.
No, but I do like thicker soups. Like, I won't like thicker soups, but like if I'm gonna eat a soup or drink thick, a soup, right? Yeah, it's gonna be a thicker one. Yeah,
that's why I like clam chowder.
Oh, thick. Clam chowder's a thicker one?
It's thick, bro, yeah.
I'm about to try it out.
It's like somewhere between consistency wise, it's somewhere in between a regular soup and like gravy.
See, and when it's thicker, I don't like to drink the fucking the soup.
But I don't like drinking soup.
I like yeah, the, I don't either. I don't either. I
like drinking like regular soup.
No, my that soup is going because I'm dipping.
I like thicker soups, mm-hmm. But put it this way, like a regular caldo, I drink that shit too after I'm done eating it, right? But like a thicker soup that I like is fucking what is that shit called in Olive Garden, bro?
Chicken
gnocchi, yeah, no, right.
Chicken gnocchi. What is it? Chicken gnocchi?
It's chicken something, bro.
See, but even that one, I don't even eat the whole soup. It's but just...
that one's like thicker.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
one's
yeah.
thicker. See, I don't drink the broth because I don't like the thicker broth. It's good. It's good. But to drink it, nah.
He said it's good.
No, it's fine. But I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I fucking mess up like 3 bowls.
Oh, god damn.
That shit's good as fuck,
god
bro.
Damn.
I'm not, bro. And it's crazy, too, because I remember I've never tried it. Like, I always tried that one, the one that looks like chili. I don't know what it's called, but I always had that one. It was just one time at work, this temp fucking told me, yeah, bro, I'm going to take my girl to Olive Garden, but I don't got too much money, so I'm going to just get the all-you-can-eat soup and salad. I'm like, oh, yeah, what soup do you get? And this nigga told me, I get the chicken gnocchi. I'm like, oh, is that one good? He's like, get that shit. Change your life. And I got that shit, bro. That's something the only one I get.
It's fire.
That one's good. That one's good. But see, the water, you know, is like thick. I don't drink it.
It's the best part, bro.
Yeah, that really...
Oh, there Eric, by the way, bro, this will change your life right here, bro. Clam chowder with some crackers. Salt crackers.
I've seen people do it with that. And...
Bro, I'm going to go get some after this.
Chowder.
Shout out, Slapfish.
I can go somewhere, bro. My girl's making food right now.
Your girl? Oh, yeah, that's news, huh? Eric's got a girl.
Yeah. My girl.
You know what?
You're going home to a home-cooked meal? Okay.
Hold on, my nigga. Let's talk. First order of business right
hello,
now.
Hello, ladies. What's up?
No, it's not ladies no more. It's hello, lady. No, hello, babe.
Hello. That's hello, babe. Is that what you call your girl? Babe?
Yo.
Babe?
Yo.
Do you tell her, damn, you look
good. I did. You know, I did. And she started laughing. I'm like, hell yeah. I'm like, Eric's Rizology 101. Damn, you look good.
Is she like that?
Hard.
As I sucked her ass.
Okay. So what? Okay, Eric. I have to ask you these questions. They've been on my noggin.
Fat ass noggin, okay.
Damn.
Go ahead.
I hate you.
Personally, I wouldn't let that
slide. I'm not going to let that slide. I'm going to flame them right now. Okay, Eric. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being very rarely, 10 being super fast, super hard, how fast do you fall in love?
Like a 5?
Like a 5 right in the middle?
Yeah.
Where's the car horn?
Stupid asses.
And what is a 5 to you? Like, how long do you think that takes approximately, you know?
Three, four months?
Nah, nigga, that's definitely like a solid 8.
Dude!
This is reaching.
But hold on.
This is reaching like Mormon
status. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though. Y'all gotta remember, I've known her for 5 years. I've been dealing with her for 5 years. Beginning was, it was cool. You know, we did our thing, and then we stopped, and then we did our thing again.
But y'all weren't dating, though.
We basically were just without the official title. We called each other babe. We went out to go eat.
Wait, hold on. I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah. It was back in 2019. Because I remember it was...
Oh, he knows the year and everything.
Yeah, no, because this is when I was working Graves.
Este wey vas a tener 3 anniversaries.
Like Johnny...
Como este wey...
Hold on, nigga.
No, it's cause I was.
Hold on. I got 2 valid ones.
Yeah, bro, I can't do the podcast today, bro. It's my anniversary.
All right, buddy. Y'all mad?
No, all right, but go on. Cause look, I was working in Graves, and yeah, that's when I got out of stopped working Graves. It's like 2019, early 2020. So I've been dealing with her since 2019. And then...
Do you have a pipe-iversary?
Huh? You know what's funny on that?
Do you remember your guys' first pipe?
I said jokingly, and I'm like, babe, we should do an anniversary of the first time we had sex. I'm like, we could be like my boy Johnny. We have 3 more than 2 anniversaries.
Okay. I literally have 2, bro.
Oh, shit.
That's it.
Yeah. And then yesterday she told me.
Hell yeah.
And then yesterday she told me, she's like, I've never had sex as much as I have until I met you. I'm like, don't act like you don't love it. She's like, no, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying.
Bien caído.
He said,
don't
act like you don't love it. ¿Qué es un sex god? ¿Cree que es Dios o qué?
Hell yeah, ask your mom, dog. Yeah, I'd be piping like if I'm a bunny, like a little bunny rabbit.
Except you're a black bunny.
Yo. Because I don't know if you knew, but those motherfuckers love to fuck.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. That's why they say, oh, you're horny like a rabbit? Yeah, because
a jackrabbit.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just, yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be horny as motherfuckers.
Seaway, National Geographic. Shout out, yo.
And then the girl usually kills the man.
Sabumafu didn't teach me that.
Who?
Sabumafu?
Who's that?
You don't know who's that's the one from the fucking show with the two niggas, right?
You don't know my nigga Zazu?
Zazu?
Oh, shit. Wait, what was his name? Isn't Zazu the bird from Lion King?
I know Zazu from Lion King. What did you say it was called? What
the fuck his name is? The fucking monkey. Yeah. What's his name? Zazu.
Wait. What did you say this called?
Fabumafu? Zabumafu.
Yeah, no, I think it is Zabumafu. Oh, what show is it from?
Oh, it's Zabu. I think it's Zabumafu. It was like on PBS Kids.
It has like two guys, isn't it? Like, yeah, they were like,
they were like brothers.
Oh, it was a lemur.
Yeah.
But what's his name, though?
I think it's Jovian.
No, it wasn't that.
Well, it said Jovian, the lemur who starred in the PBS kids show,
Brother Man,
Zabumafu, died from kidney failure at the age of 20.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, fuck. Lemurs can have kidney failures?
Nigga, anything with a kidney can have kidney failure.
Oh, I just never heard of any animals getting kidney failures.
I don't see why it would be in the mainstream media for an animal to have kidney failure.
I don't know.
Dude, what the fuck's his name, bro? Zabumafu.
It says Jovian, bro.
Jovian. That's not his fucking name.
I told you. What do you think? I made that up or what?
Jovian.
And Martin and Chris were the actors. Not the actors, but you know, the dudes. Or I guess they were whatever they were. I never seen the show. Wait, that's a real lemur, though?
Yeah. Zabumafu. That one, fool.
No, I know, fool.
Okay, fool.
Alright, man. Wait, hold on. How you know about Zabumafu, bro? The last air date was in 2001. You would have been like 3. Did they keep showing that on like PBS Kids?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay. Is it like Arthur type beat where they like...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly like that. You didn't know about this shit?
Zabumafu, never heard of it, bro.
Maybe I was too much in the trenches.
Nah. Back then, animals? Nah, bro. We talking about... what's those magazines, bro?
The Zoo Playboys?
Books? Zoo books? Yeah, Zoo books. No, Eric.
I mean, I had a bunny.
A snow bunny?
I hate this nigga, bro.
Nah, fool.
Oh, my God.
Okay, fool. But no, I remember in this show, you would just see that little monkey swinging around.
Man. Zabumafu.
Fucking Jovian.
Jovian the lemur.
I swear that wasn't his fucking name.
What'd you say it was?
Zazu? I swear it was like Zazu or some shit. Zabu. Ain't no fucking way it was Jovian, though.
Ambu?
Ambu Grill or what?
Grill. I think you're just trying to make something up, bro.
I swear,
no,
bro.
No.
How you get Jovi? How you get Zazu?
I swear to God, his name wasn't Jovian. That doesn't roll off the tongue good.
Jovian. Let's watch a little clip. I'm going to watch a clip. I don't care about you guys.
Jovian. Nah. Look, I think they say his name here. I think. You never watched this shit, though?
No, I ain't never seen this.
Hey, no, I think this fool really ain't lying. I really think his name Jovian.
No fucking way his name is Jovian.
Dog, it says the lemur from the PBS Kids in the show. Zabumafu was named Jovian.
No fucking way.
But was better known by his stage name. Zabumafu. So his real name is Jovian, but his stage name
Nah, fuck the real name, his stage name, nigga.
Zabumafu. That's what it was.
Oh. Okay. I can live with that. Oh. I can live with that. Fuck that name, Jovian, though.
On God.
Think you were too rich for me, bro.
Yeah, facts.
Bro. Me and you and Zabuma.
That food. that was playing in the poor channels, bro.
Nah, well, I wasn't. Okay, to the poor channels. You know what's crazy?
No, it really was, bro.
Nah, but see, when I was little, I liked the animal show, but we used to watch that in Spanish because my dad liked it too. So we used to watch this Spanish animal show.
Oh,
yeah, it was pretty cool. I don't know what it was called, but
no, those were the trenches shows. Cause that used to come on, like next to or after that one cartoon with those three kids. Have you seen
Chug Zone?
Huh?
Was it Chug Zone?
No, it's like those
three. The little boy, the little girl, and wasn't it? What the fuck was the other one? Was it the robot? No, it wasn't the robot.
Nah, nigga. Nah, it was those three kids. What's it called, bro?
Was that Boomerful?
Oh, Cyber Chase.
Oh, yeah.
That was a Porsche.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I don't know what that is.
See, I told you we're too much in, at least I was.
Well, I don't know, bro. We had Dish Latino, so we had all the Spanish shows.
Dish Latino?
Yeah.
I didn't even have Dish. Oh shit.
I didn't have
You know what I had? I had the little antenna way.
Yeah, the antenna?
The one you had to adjust all the time.
Well, how long ago are we talking, bro?
We're like 2000, like early 2000s, like between 2000 and 2005.
Yeah, like early mid 2000s.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
Because, yeah, that's when all the poor shows were there. Like that, Cyber Chase, Arthur, you know, like shit like that.
Which one's the robot one? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
No.
Zabuma fool.
Did you watch Chug Zone?
Isn't that Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, he had the rich channels, too.
I did, eventually.
Well, so did y'all fuck with Rocket Power?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my favorite.
I like those Nickelodeon shows, too.
They're the reason why I liked skating. I wanted to be like them, surfing the waves.
Let's see.
Skating.
Let's see how much of these broke shows y'all watched.
Broke
shows. Wild Kratts.
I've seen that too.
Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
I've seen that too.
Odd Squad.
I've seen that too.
Sesame Street.
I've seen Plaza Sesamo, but I've seen that too.
Super Y.
I don't think so.
I think I've seen that one.
Arthur.
I've seen that.
Curious George.
I've seen that.
Sid the Science Kid.
That was cool. Yeah. Dinosaur. He was like a little light skinned little.
What's that one show? The one with the ball nigga. I seen that one.
Caillou.
That was a poor show too.
What is that one Kodak Black line? It's like, I like my girl pussy bald, call it Caillou or something like that. Something like that, bro.
Clifford the Big Red Dog?
That's hard as fuck. What song is that?
Hold on, I don't know what the direct quote is. That's just like a guess.
That is hard as fuck. Pussy like Caillou.
What's up, y'all fuck with
Patty Cake.
Clifford?
Huh?
Did y'all fuck with Clifford?
Yeah, I watched
Clifford. That was my shit too. Cool.
I got the direct quote, bro.
What is it?
Is on Kodak Black Patty Cake. It says, I love my baby girl, pussy bald, call her Caillou.
What is it? I'm gonna download that song.
Patty cake.
Oh, yeah. That's a bar.
That's a bar. Caillou.
But Yeah.
Man, that's it though, bro. We've been rolling for too long now.
Low key. We've gone on stupid tangents too.
Oh god.
Hell bro. Yeah, we have.
Well, let's cut this recording before O3 Auto gets mad at us.
That's crazy.
No, I'm just playing. Shout out O3 Auto.
No way. No way. You just said
crazy.
That.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks for tuning in to this hour and a half rant about random stuff. Tangent, soups, Caillou, all kinds of things. We'll see y'all on the next episode. Have a good Thanksgiving and peace out.
Yeah. Later.